Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from American Pacific Mining, traded on the CSE under the symbol USGD and on the OTCQB under the symbol USGDF. I'm chatting with the CEO and director, Warwick Smith. Now, Warwick, it's been a couple months since I last had you on the show. We last chatted at the tail end of March, discussing the JV that the company has with Rio Tinto, or a Rio Tinto company, actually, Kennecott Explorations, for work at the Madison Project in Montana. But for the last, let's say, 5 weeks, the stock has really taken off, and I've received a couple emails on the back of that asking, you know, let's get an update from Warwick regarding the move in the stock. On the back of that strong move, there has been some news that has supported it. One news release coming out May 25th. That's where I want to start. It's a strategic investment from Michael Gentile. He now owns 19.99% of the company. Warwick, can you give us just a little update of what brought Michael in to the company here? What really got his money flowing more so into the company?
Yeah, happy to do so, Corey, and thanks very much for having us on again. We always enjoy chatting with you and being on the show. So thank you very much. Yes, very, very pleased to have Michael Gentile come in as a strategic investor for American Pacific. Got introduced to Michael actually through one of our directors who knew him relatively well. Had four or so conversations over the course of about 2 weeks with him. And then, of course, he came forward and said he'd like to get involved, which we were certainly pleased to accommodate and have him join us. Look, I think, you know, I'll give you what my thoughts on it are from his standpoint without putting words in his mouth, but I'll kind of quote a few of the things that he has said publicly. And I think that is this: you know, he looks for assets that he believes will become a mine. And he certainly felt that way, you know, in particular about Madison, but had real interest in the other two projects as well. Now, Madison is the project that we have the joint venture with Rio Tinto with. You know, there's obviously tremendous opportunity there with it being a very high-grade skarn at surface and a porphyry underneath. There's the opportunity there for it to get big. The most obvious statement there is Rio Tinto, being what I believe is the second largest mining company in the world, is not there looking for something small. So that was one. Two, certainly like those other two projects, we've really focused on high-grade assets in the western U.S., and both Gooseberry and Tuscarora fit the bill on those. Secondarily to that, I think, Michael, one of the things that he's gone on to say is he looks for stocks that have been suppressed against what the assets actually are. And I think that was always that we had always really felt that was the case with American Pacific for the last few months. When we initially announced the Madison transaction with Rio Tinto, we had about a $50 million market cap. We had a financing that came free trading and the shareholders were up 4 to 5 times their money. So the stock came back a bit. And then the shares that we paid for the transaction came free trading as well. So we drifted trading sideways for 6 or 7 months. And we kind of knew that we needed somebody like Michael to give it that spark. And he's certainly done that.
Okay, let's talk about then some of the work that's going to be done here. What's going to drive the company forward? May 27th, there was a news release that discussed Rio Tinto commencing drilling at this Madison Copper Gold Project. Before we get into that actual drilling, can you just recap for all of our audience what that JV agreement is for the two of you?
Yeah, absolutely. So Rio can earn up to 70% of the project by spending up to $30 million US. So that's the agreement. They've spent $3.88 million US in the first 2 years. As you mentioned, they are on site today. They are drilling today. They have finished the first couple of holes. They've done some trenching. I know they're planning on doing a drone magnetics survey, which is going to start in the next couple of days as well. So there's a significant amount of work that is being undertook as we speak right now. So from here through the rest of 2021, we're going to have a significant amount of news flow coming out of Madison. And then that's going to dovetail nicely into drill data coming out of Gooseberry as well, as we're intending on drilling that coming up this year also.
Can you share with us what the overall goals are for this program at the Madison property for this year? What should investors be paying attention to? What would you guys consider a success?
Yeah, you know what, Corey, that's a great question. So this is a kind of a twofold project. You've got a really high-grade skarnet surface and a porphyry underneath, as I mentioned before. We're 48 kilometers away from the Butte mine, which is the third largest porphyry in the world. You know, that produced 21 billion pounds of copper, 3 million ounces of gold, and 715 million ounces of silver. So that's sort of the grand prize of, you know, something along those lines is what Rio hopes to find. And obviously, owning 30% of a Rio Tinto-sized target like that would be a tremendous win for American Pacific shareholders. So what does success look like this year? They are mostly focused this year on the skarn at surface, which is incredibly exciting for us, simply because the grades in that skarn are tremendous. We've taken more recently to talking a bit about the Fortitude skarn, which is in Nevada. Eric actually worked there. Eric Sederholm is my business partner. He's the president of American Pacific. So he is the former head of exploration in the Western U.S. for Newmont. So as a young man, he did two stints at Fortitude. That turned into a 2.3 million ounce high-grade skarn at surface. That then vectored into a much larger porphyry, which became about a 25 million ounce global deposit called the Phoenix deposit. I will tell you that in 2016, when Eric and I went underground at Madison, the very first time we saw it, he said to me then, "This looks just like Fortitude." And he stuck to true to that the whole way through. So we're sort of pointing to that more and more these days. It has a very similar size footprint, although the grades at Madison are higher. So we'll see how it all hangs together. But you know what success will look like this year is good high-grade hits within this skarn, relatively near surface, that expanded out both laterally and at depth. That's what they've been able to do so far with these other two drill campaigns, and they're looking to increase that as well. Secondary target to that, when they did some of their trenching, they went through what looks like an epithermal vein at surface. It's an entirely new style target. They cut into some visible gold there. That obviously gives us a lot of excitement. They brought in a second core rig to drill that. So that's an entirely new style target that they're going to be testing this year as well. If we get some joy there, which we think we might based on the fact that there was visual gold when they went through it, that could give an awful lot of excitement because that gives an entirely new style and phase of geology that we haven't touched as of yet. So lots of news coming on that asset. Certainly going to be a busy year for news flow from here till the beginning of 2022.
Yeah, sure sounds like it. Let's also talk about the other projects then. Gooseberry Gold and Silver Project, Tuscarora Gold Project. You've already alluded to the fact that Gooseberry, there will be some exploration done here, at least by the end of the year. What are the plans at Gooseberry? One thing to note, too, is that both of these projects are 100% owned by the company.
Yeah, you're entirely correct, Corey. We've really focused on high-grade assets in the Western U.S. That is our niche. That's where we can succeed the best. You know, with Eric being the former head of exploration in the Western U.S. for Newmont, he was reviewing assets for Newmont to purchase. They're looking for stuff that's 3 million ounces today and larger. There's lots of assets out there that he's seen that are 500,000 to 1 million ounces that have the ability to grow. You know, for example, we staked Black Pine. We paid $20,000 for Black Pine, eventually sold it to Liberty. They've done a fantastic job with it. That's turning into a 3 to 4 million ounce deposit. We had Deer Trail. Deer Trail is now with Mag Silver. You know, now we have Madison that's partnered with Rio. We also staked Gooseberry. Gooseberry is a past producing mine, last in hard rock production in 1991, last in tailings production in 1994. It is a very, very high grade silver gold mine. We're incredibly excited to drill this year. We're just lining up permits as we speak. We've got a drill program laid out, which we'll announce here in short order. And we're looking to get a drill. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement in the industry right now, so getting drills has become more of a challenge. But hopefully, we'll be drilling end of this summer, early fall.
Okay. Now, what about Tuscarora as well? Because just recently, the company, your company, American Pacific Mining, just got this project back from Solterra Mining Corp. What happened here? What are the plans going to be for you guys exploring?
Yeah, this is an unfortunate was a very unfortunate turn of events that Solera took on Tuscarora. They did a bunch of great work, made a bunch of payments for us, and unfortunately their CEO passed away, who was a real gentleman. So that was caught us obviously by surprise, and was incredibly unfortunate, you know, for him and his family. The company then made the decision they were going to do something else. I think they went into lithium, or they went a different direction. Regardless, we ended up getting Tuscarora back. You know, we had a board call on this the other day. I think what we're going to do on Tuscarora right now is take a minute, take a holistic view of it, a 20,000 foot view, figure out where we want to drill it and how we want to attack it, and then get after it. So yeah, well, we're going to go after Tuscarora, but I don't have a time frame on that yet. The focus now is going to be Madison, it's going to be Gooseberry, and then Tuscarora will likely be up next. That's the game plan there.
Okay. One other point. How much money does the company have now after bringing on Michael Gentile and any other, I guess, financing arrangements that you guys have?
We've got about $4.5 million in cash now, and we've got about $4.5 million of warrants that are significantly in the money. So we're in a very, very strong financial position. The company today only burns about $100,000 a month. We don't spend a lot of money because we're free carried by Rio. That's going to increase with the drilling over at Gooseberry. We'll spend around $1.5 million there if we do the entire program, which we likely will. But we have a significant amount of cash that's in the till, and warrants that are coming in every day. So we're in a really, really strong, good cash position. The other thing I'll mention that's been interesting is we've just been nominated by S&P Global Platts, which is a top 6,000 website in the world, for their metals awards this year. We've actually been nominated for Deal of the Year. The other competitors are U.S. Steel, Granges, and Cleveland Cliffs, which are all multi-billion dollar companies listed on New York, and then us. So I think it lends a bit of credence to, you know, we did a good, strong transaction there. And the fact that we're being viewed by S&P Global as one of the contenders for Deal of the Year with a partnership with Kennecott, Rio Tinto, you know, I think that lends a lot of credence to that. You know, there is a large asset there that the market is just starting to recognize. So we're really excited about the year coming up. Really excited to get a bunch of news out and push forward into 2022.
All right. Well, Warwick, keep us up to date. And hey, we will keep bringing you on the show because, well, I know some of those emails that I got, and quite frankly, the stock has really started to move, and you guys have money and a couple exploration options here as well as that JV. So interesting moves here. Warwick, again, keep us up to date. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and we will follow up as more news hits the market. Warwick, thanks again for your time. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it as always.